GC Experts, the podcast where the specialists in integrated business management outsourcing talk. Global solutions for companies with international operations.
GC Experts.
Do it with GC. With GC Experts.
Okay, here we are once again in GC Experts. We have a guest today from India. We are glad to be with you here at GC Expert, Pulkit Chaudhary.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Daniel. Thanks a lot for having me and this warm welcome. I really appreciate it.
Okay, I want to give a short introduction about you today. Pulkit is a lawyer in GC Global Solutions, Certified Data Protection Officer, OneTrust Certified Privacy Professional. You got that certificated recently, didn't you?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, Pulkit, all right, here we go. Thank you for joining us today at GC Experts. The first question I want to ask you is, can you please give us a very brief introduction to privacy protection?
Yes. So, these are two terms. One is privacy and one is privacy protection. These two terms are often used interchangeably, but there is a substantial difference between these two terms.
Okay.
Whereas privacy is a fundamental aspect which deals with individuals having control over their personal data rights, like how their data would be used, collected, processed, and disposed of. So there is a sense of control over their personal data. You can say data protection includes tools, techniques, and various measures by which we achieve the ideal situation of privacy, by which we can preserve privacy of individuals.
Pulkit, what is the relevance of data protection and privacy in international law?
So basically, there is no uniform legal instrument to govern data privacy rights around the world, but we have certain conventions like Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as an International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which provides that there need to be certain guarantee relating to the privacy and data protection for preserving this personal data against breaches, unlawful use. There is no particular uniform legislation internationally, but it depends upon the territorial jurisdiction where the data is being collected and processed. And accordingly, that particular legislation applies.
Does the privacy and data protection concept apply to all data types?
So basically, this concept of data protection and privacy deals with only personal data. Personal data, which means that the data which by which an individual can be identified or which has an ability to identify a natural living person. So it does not include non-personal data like market research, surveys, weather reports. These things does not fall within the domain of personal data protection legislations. So it just includes personal information which has capability to identify a natural person, like your name, phone number, email address, all these.
Okay, the next question will be, why are data protection and privacy important for business organizations?
Yes. So data protection and privacy compliance for business organization is important to safeguard personal information about its employees, its clients, various stakeholders, customers. So in order to prevent them from unlawful data breaches, which can lead to financial frauds or unlawful processing, which can have a severe impact on humans.
How can GCE and companies generally take advantage of the benefits of data protection and privacy?
So as far as the data protection legislation around the world is concerned, there are certain principles which need to be followed while complying with these legislations. Like we need to map, or you can say we need to track the data from where it is coming from to where it is going, who is the concerned person or the concerned department where this data relates to. So by tracking all these and by following these principles, we can have better understanding how the data is collected. This can lead to improved data management, which increases the trust and credibility of the organization around the globe in opinion of its clients, its stakeholders, and which can have a good impact on its brand and reputation.
GC Experts.
Who is responsible for privacy in an organization these days?
Daniel, there is no straitjacket formula to justify accountability for any particular person. So generally, okay. It is responsibility for the whole organization as a whole. But still, nowadays, there is a designated position of a data protection officer who needs to take decisions based on the risk that are there in the market or the risk that organization is prone to. So this designated person has to consult with other departments of the organization and have to make decisions in that regard.
Are there any limits or restrictions on where and how long we can store the data?
Yeah, privacy and data protection legislation, it varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Suppose in India, the time for retention and limits for processing is different. And in Europe, the applicable law is GDPR. It does not specifically provide for any specific time period, but just provides the time period for which the data shall be retained should be reasonable. And reasonableness of the processing or storage or retention of the data depends upon facts and circumstances of each case.
Will the organization be sanctioned for a data breach, if any?
Daniel, not necessarily. Organizations should always assume that data breach shall happen, because if we see some recent examples that even the big data giants like Meta, LinkedIn, even after having a pool of data security expert, could not prevent the personal information from being compromised. So the idea is just to be diligent and have adequate safeguards in place so that the information of the data subject, it should be secured.
GCE Experts, the Global Business Solution Podcast.
Okay, we are almost finishing this interview. Thank you for being with us here, Polkit. What have been the most famous cases of data protection and privacy violations? How can we prevent such situations from happening to us?
So, Daniel, there are many instances of data breaches. And since this is the age of digitalization and we have came across and our complete reliance is on data nowadays. So there has been many cases, but I would like to specifically point out the data breach case of JW Marriott. That is a chain of hotels. In 2018, the database of this hotel chain was attacked by a Chinese malware, wherein the database of their guests since 2014 was compromised. It include a lot of sensitive information like their credit card credentials as well as their passports. They all were leaked and were put on sale on the dark web. And this had a serious impact on the reputation of JW Marriott. And accordingly, for non-compliance and not having adequate measures in place, so this JW Marriott was fined for around $300 million. So that is a lot of amounts. So there are certain things that we need to take forward from this incident in order to have an enhanced protection for our data subjects at GCE or for any other organization. So there are certain things that we need to keep in mind in order to create a good privacy program with internally as well as with the clients. So first is creating awareness about privacy rights and obligations within the organization, having proper technical and organizational safeguards in place, like you have to get into place some technical things, like you have to be ISO certified. There are certain tools that help us to protect data of our customers, stakeholders, clients, or employees. Another thing that an organization could do to safeguard the data is periodical assessments and audit about privacy standards in the organization. Another is like, we can see that in the case of JW Marriott, the Starwoods was acquired in 2014 or 16, and the data breach happened in 2018. There has to be a limit to the retention of the data that we collect. And in order to do that effectively, we should have proper data retention and disposal policies in place. And another thing that we can do is to back up our database regularly, so that in case some data is breached or we don't have access to their data, access is restricted by some malware. So we should have another database in place so that our operations should not get hampered. So Daniel, lastly, to conclude, it's not always necessary that organization has to, or it can protect each and every kind of data breach. But the thing is that it has to be diligent in its functions, diligent in deploying data protection techniques, informing its data subjects or supervisory authorities, having trained personnel in place. So these are all things that need to be kept in mind so that an organization is fully complied with these privacy regulations.
Awesome. Pulkit, any final thoughts about privacy protection?
Yes. So privacy protection is not a very new concept. It has been placed since 1990s, but many of the nations are adopting these kind of legislation nowadays. So that's why it is very trending. And the motive is to safeguard the interest of individuals with respect to their personal data. And I advise each and every business organization to comply with these regulations so that it would not suffer any hefty fines or data losses, any hampering of reputation.
Okay, Pulkit, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you with us today with all your knowledge. Awesome.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks to you and DC for giving me this opportunity and having me here on this podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, likewise. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on GC Experts, the Global Business Solution Podcast.